This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now.
Another amazing guest on the show today, Cheryl Mader. Cheryl is the founder of Nyala Healing, a heart-centered platform created from lived experience navigating the holistic healing world as both a client and collaborator. After witnessing how difficult it can be to find aligned, trustworthy practitioners and how challenging it can be for healers to be truly seen, she set out to build a more transparent and ethical ecosystem. Nyala Healing connects people with vetted holistic practitioners while helping healers clearly articulate how they serve and who they help. Cheryl is passionate about integrity, clarity, and bridging intuitive wisdom with practical systems that support meaningful healing connections. Can't wait to dive in with Cheryl today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So good to be with you on another edition of When Spirit Calls. I have the lovely Cheryl with me. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Reverend Dee.
Rose Dee, Reverend Hope, Rando. Too many names, I tell you.
I get this all the time, and people are like, what do I call you? And so I just allow people to call me whatever it is that they feel compelled to call me. So you pick a name, and you got it. It's all good.
Okay, I'm going with Reverend Dee.
Okay, I love it. Reverend Dee, loving. Yeah. So happy to be with you today. And, you know, I am so fascinated about what you've created. And part of that is because I went on a journey creating a very similar business. And it was to bridge the gap between the public and the providers. And so you have now created this exceptional platform so that people who are going through a healing journey can access the providers. And also you're supporting the providers and getting them exposure so that we can bridge those gaps. And I just love this because this was such a deep passion of mine for many, many years. It's still on my heart. So I got so excited when I heard this is what you're doing. I thought, oh my gosh, I need to know this woman. I can't wait to explore. I'm going to get myself on her site and all the things. But of course, we want to go back to why this is important to you. What's the backstory, Cheryl? Why did you decide to pursue this very big endeavor?
It is a big endeavor. And yeah, it's a little embarrassing to say how long it's been in my head, because that just speaks to how long it took me to trust the message and the messages and the ongoing pushing me, like spirit pushing me up that Mount Everest, you know?
Right?
Yeah. But I would say it really kind of started, you know, way back. Well, I've always been fascinated with spirit and, you know, kind of knowing things before they happened. I mean, when I was a tiny child, my mother had purchased a secondhand swing set out in the backyard. And I remember, you know, being so excited to come home and go upside down on the trapeze bar and hang upside down and everything. And one day I got home, and it was shortly after she'd purchased it, you know, and I went to the sliding glass window, and all of a sudden something just was like, don't go. And I went around the house, peeked out around the corner of the house, looked up and saw that in the corner of this, and it was like an industrial strength, like from a schoolyard. Okay. In the corner, there was like a crack. Like, so in other words, that big bar was about to crack. The suspension was about to crack and fall. And I've always looked back on that, you know, spirit's been talking to me forever, you know. And then my parents passed away early, and we went to live with an aunt and uncle who were... It was quite a lovely experience. There were six of us. And so they took us all in.
Wow.
And my uncle, he was just a simple, you know, fireman, but he had a lot of interest in like Edgar Cayce, in the spirit world, you know, in hypnotism. He would try to hypnotize us. And there were some things that, you know, really cool things that went on. Like I remember once being up in my bedroom and, you know, my brother runs up, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be here. I was supposed to be at, you know, cheerleading practice. But my uncle had hypnotized him and said, where's Cheryl? You know, and he had said, she's in her bedroom. What's she doing? She's doing homework. What kind of homework? Math homework. So my brother came up and said, what are you doing? And I said, I was doing all that, right? And wow. So stuff like that. So I was always curious about it. And then I started in 2012, a cousin of mine had told me about a book, Barbara Brennan, Hands of Light. And, you know, she had always growing up been into all of these different kinds of things, like something were to do with the face and what big earlobes meant and something about that. And her father always would roll his eyes, but I was always fascinated. And so I remember that I had that book for a while and I finally read it all in one night, and Google was brand new. And I went to my computer and I Googled Barbara Brennan, and it turned out that there was going to be a workshop in Berkeley like a week later.
Wow.
And I went there and I met someone who's now like one of my best friends, and she introduced me to all these different modalities and such. So that was kind of like the acceleration.
Yes.
But then what happens is you kind of, you know, I was raising three children. I was in a second marriage. Things weren't going great with my marriage after my kids left. And then strange things, or really kind of miraculous things, started happening.
Love it.
Yeah. So I mean, let's see, which of those stories? I mean, one was right around that time, like right around 2016, I had retired from a career doing tax for the government. I won't say which agency, that's three letters. And it was really a great career. But I mean, you know, I retired, my children had left the house, and I was beginning to realize that my marriage wasn't the ideal situation for me. And I went out to, middle of the night one night, went out to the hot tub, which I never got in the hot tub. It was for my kids. It was for my husband. But I thought, you know, I kind of want to get in the hot tub. And a light came on behind. And this was a house we had just moved to and remodeled. And actually, the original wing, we kind of left it in place, the original three bedrooms. It was like a rancher. And there had been some floodlights out there. And the electrician, we had spoken to him like, what do we do about, you know, that light? It's not working. And he's like, you know what? You have these other lights over here on the new wing. I wouldn't even worry about it, right?
Yeah.
So it was a defunct light. And coincidentally, we had buried and my cat, Furball, under right around that area, like that past year. Anyway, I'm sitting in the hot tub and I'm facing this way. The house is behind me and a light pops on behind me. And I'm thinking, oh, my husband's in his office, because his office was right back there. And I'm just expecting at any moment to hear the slider open and him come out. And then a few, you know, didn't happen. I turn around and the light, that's floodlight that doesn't work, it was on.
Wow.
I'm like, what? And I just felt a hello, right?
Aww.
I just felt a hello. And
aww.
So I was like, that's odd, right? And then shortly after that, through this friend, Diane, that I met at the Barbara Brennan, she had told me about a Reiki professional down in Carmel. Her name is Sarah Neese. And one of my sons was having an issue with his throat or in neck anatomy. I won't go into that, but I thought, you know what? Let's go down there. I'll get him some healing from Sarah.
Sure.
And I'll get a session at the same time, you know? So Sarah, when it was my turn for my session, first thing she said was, you know, I'm a medium, right? And I'd never been to a medium. What I know now is that she was itching to tell me something. There were people in the room itching to tell me stuff. You know, they typically don't say things, you know, it's free, the idea of free will, right?
Right. Yeah.
So Sarah said to me, do you have any questions for me? I'm a medium, before we get going on your Reiki session. And I said, I have a question about this light that came on. And I said, was it like Furball trying to communicate with me, you know, the cat? And she said, no, that was your father. She said, and he's here now. And he's saying hello. And, you know, she said, you know, he wants you to know that he remembers everything, like all of our life together, right? And he's handing you an orange flower. Well, my dad and I, we would always comment on the poppies that grow wild in California, right?
Yes.
And so then I just start asking about my marriage, you know. There was a lot of embarrassment around. I mean, this is my second marriage.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fail at a second marriage, you know. You're supposed to have learned your lessons.
Right.
So, you know, I was prepared to stick it out. You know, he's not a bad person. We're just a bad fit. Anyway, so, but Sarah came through with a full-throated message like,
wow,
this is a cancer in your life. You need to be free of it and you need to move on. And I was like, whew. You know, because I'd only been sort of a little bit contemplating.
Right. So yeah, that was a big, that landed there.
It landed pretty strongly.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that I did move out. And just one final thing about the light. I was so tired as I was moving out because moving to a different house in the same city. And so I was making trips between, you know, the house we shared and the new house. And I was so tired at one point. And I was in the spare bedroom at that point because, you know, we knew we were separating. And I was like, oh, Spirit, I'm just so tired. Let me just sleep a few more hours. Well, the bedroom I was sleeping in the old wing. This is a funny part. Spirit is funny.
It is. Yeah.
It's so hilarious. That strobe, that light that didn't work.
Yeah.
Started strobing.
Oh, my God.
It started strobing like, get your ass up. You're out of here. You got to go now. And it was my last, you know, load the car. I only had a tiny Prius, but it was like my last load. Wow. And as I'm driving off, that light was strobing in the early morning dawn. And I just thought, this is amazing. You know, what is this?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The beautiful signs of spirit, you know? And I love how oftentimes the signs are multifold. You know, yes, it was your dad saying hi, but I also feel like it was a moment where the light bulb switched on for you too, right? Because that led to the, oh my gosh, yes, I need to get out of this relationship. That led to so much more. And so it's so beautiful when we see these messages from spirit and how expansive they are for us,
right?
Navigating, but also in helping us to open up the aperture. Right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. We open the aperture of like, okay, there's probably a logical explanation about a wire or something with this light. We can always find a logical explanation for everything. Couldn't we, Cheryl? Right?
Yes.
But that's not the point. Spirit reminds me all the time that's not the point. I remember, you know, one of my past loved ones, they communicate with dimes. And I remember one day just having this very interesting, like very deep connection. I could feel him coming to me and I felt this sense of love, like it felt so beautiful. And I was off to go somewhere. So I drove to where I was going. And as I get out of my seat, I see a dime sitting on my seat.
Oh,
the dime was not there when I sat down. I wasn't wearing pants that would have lost a dime. Where did the dime come from, you know? And so, yeah, I could find the logical reason how the dime showed up. But the point is that I felt his energy. I felt his spirit. I felt the connection. Just like when that light went on for you, you know, you knew it was from the other side. You just didn't know maybe who it came from, right?
Right.
So those are beautiful gifts for us. We can logic it away, but why not allow ourselves to feel that connection and that sensation of love within us? Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I do get my messages from visual that are just so strongly felt and known. It's like, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Like when I was waiting to hear if I was truly had cancer or not.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that came shortly after and was the turning point where, you know, I moved back to this big old house where my children, I'd raised them children. Just kind of hanging out in this big house with, you know, what do I do now kind of feeling. And friends in the tax world said, oh, well, you should represent people now, right? I'm like, yes, I should do that, you know? And so I had already, you know, accepted like an engagement with a well-known, you know, surgical dentist or whatever you call this dentist who do surgery and oral surgeon. Yeah. And I'd gone out and I'd had the interview and I was sitting home writing up the interview and I'm thinking, wow, this is just like my old job that I left. It just didn't have any oomph to it. And this was back in 2017 or no, early 18 when people still wrote checks. I hadn't even cashed his check yet. And literally within a few days, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the universe just saying, no, no, this is not what you're supposed to be doing.
Hold the press. Yeah.
Hold the presses.
He's out.
Get back the check. You know?
Yeah.
So then it becomes a real, okay, now what do I do with my life? Because that ship has sailed and I'm not supposed to be doing that. You know, well, immediately I just needed to deal with my health.
Of course.
So yeah. You're filled with fear. You're filled with, oh my gosh, because it was not, at first my doctor, the doctor that gave me the diagnosis was very, yeah, you're older, so it'll be a slow growing cancer, blah, blah, blah. But when the biopsy came back, he's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a young woman's disease. And I know what he was talking about because when you're BRCA positive, which is so ironic that I'm a numbers girl and I didn't look into this sooner, but when you're BRCA positive, as I was, you have an 80% chance of developing breast cancer in your life. This is why Angelina Jolie is what you call a previvor, because she had the double mastectomy up front.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. So if you would have tested before, you would have found out that you were highly likely.
Right. And then you would have had more, rather than a mammogram, you have the other kind of, what's it called? MRI.
MRI. Check, yeah.
Check.
Okay.
But anyway, so then, you know, the fear comes in. And then I really started aggressively going to alternative healing workshops and retreats and spiritual retreats.
Healing everything, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And someone, you know what, those things you tend to go to lunch with everybody if it's going on all day. So an acquaintance at the lunch table, I think this gentleman, Henry, he did energy clearing of homes. Those were some interesting, you know, ghost stories he had to tell. But he told me intuitively, he said, I feel like you would benefit from working with a pranic healer. Out of the blue, he's telling me this. And I'm thinking, okay, I didn't know where to find a pranic healer. I didn't know what pranic healing meant. Wow. And this is the, you know, the beginnings of the seeds of how do we find our people? How do we find these healers, you know, that this crowd seems to know about, but me coming in, you know, peripherally involved, didn't know about, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So then in the, you know, I just pretty much dealt with all of my cancer and surgeries and, you know, removing your ovaries because those can catch cancer too. And, you know, all of this stuff. Yes. Mike, that was in 2018 and early 2019. And I just thought in 2019, I thought, okay, I'm going to spend more money this year than I did on medical last year. That was just my goal.
Yeah.
And so Sarah Neese, the same Reiki lady, she puts on spiritual retreats. So I received an email from her saying, I'm putting on a retreat in Arizona. It's Sedona. In August, and we're going to South Africa in December.
Wow.
And I didn't know what the themes of the retreats were or anything, but I just ended up signing up for both of them, you know.
Wow.
So
you were all in. I feel like you was invested in your health. Yeah,
I was just all in, and I just feel honestly like I was guided to the email, guided to signing up.
Yeah.
Because I honestly feel like when, you know, when I went to that workshop, 3 or 4 day workshop in Sedona, I do feel like that's when the download came in.
Wow.
You know, it was the first time that I was at a retreat where they were talking about getting downloads and light codes.
Wow.
And yeah, so I still have the artwork that I did in one of the exercises. And it's the idea that we went on this walk to the sacred area in Sedona, pick up things from the ground, and then create a piece of art. And the message that I got, and I remember telling the class, was, okay, I'm here, you know, and I remember she had gotten a few little tiles from Michael's that we could choose from as well. And one of them had like a little etching of like a little hut. And to me, that was like represented my forever home. And so that was part of my artwork. And the message was, yes, you have a forever home and you're going to, you know, love coming home, But you have to do something first. You have to do something for us. And we're giving you the messages now, what you need to do. And I honestly feel like that's when it all kind of came in. This idea to have an online directory, right? Mm-hmm. Like where I could have gone to find my pranic healer, who I did find. I said a prayer in the tub. And by the way, not to digress too much, but that tub that I had taken a bath in for decades, also around that time, I started seeing things here when I would close my eyes. Yeah. I was seeing things, faces, images, hieroglyphics, all kinds of, literally aliens, you know, the kind of things you see on, I'm like, oh my gosh, is that National Enquirer? I'm seeing the big face with the almond eyes, you know. But in that bathtub during that time, there was a certain time of day, you know, and I was by myself. So when the light would come in, like around early morning light, I was literally seeing the reflection of my chakras spinning on the ceiling, like a shadow of them spinning.
Wow.
And I could never film it because if I took my camera, it would move the water and then it would all fuzz away.
Yes.
But I thought of asking your girlfriend to come in and film it. But, you know, anyway, so that's the bathtub. But back to the 2019 and, you know, getting this download about creating the holistic directory. It would be like, how would I do that? You know, I have no clue, right? But kind of this knowing that I was going to do it, right?
Figure it out.
Yeah. Then I have to figure it out, yeah. So between August and December, I remember also in that house thinking, well, what would I call it, right? And I remember getting this knowing message, you're going to get the name in South Africa. You're going to get the name in South Africa, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So lo and behold, go to South Africa. And the theme of the trip that I didn't even know when I signed up was animal communication. Yes. Yes, because there's a woman, Linda Tucker, that runs a sanctuary for these sacred white lions in South Africa. And so we go to see the South African white lions. And there were only like four of us on the trip because it was early COVID days. And I think a lot of people...
Yeah, we're shying away. Yeah.
We're shying away and probably canceled.
Yeah.
But fortunately, Sarah did not cancel.
Wow.
And the whole idea was Sarah taking people to South Africa. She'd been guided to do that. Yeah. I asked her on one of the puddle jumpers, why South Africa? She goes, I just got a message that I was supposed to take people to South Africa. Right? So we're all being guided. So anyway, when we go out to see these white lions, I am literally like, cannot keep myself awake. I'm like falling asleep, you know, in the little cart. And Jean Ann, can't think of her last name, but she was on the trip. She said to me later at dinner, like, how was it for you? Because she'd come a year before and seen the white lions. She said, how was it for you seeing the white lions? And I said, Jean Ann, I'm so mad at myself. I come all this way. I can't even stay awake to see them. And she just started laughing. And she said, that's what happened to me the first time I saw them. She said, it's the intensity of the download.
Wow.
And I'm like, well,
it just needs to be in a sleeping state almost to receive the download.
Perhaps.
Wow.
Again, I'm just experiencing this stuff. I'm like, by no means an expert. I'm just going like what people tell me. And then, you know, yeah. So on another day, we're out going through the bush, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
It's basically the wild area. It's called a park, but if there's nothing, it feels like you're out in the wild and you're being taken by a Jeep through areas. And occasionally you'll see a giraffe, giraffes, elephants, hippos, rhinos. And so the driver pulled over and he said, oh, this is really rare. We're seeing this creature because they're very shy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so another friend, Emily, she was sitting next to me and she had the binoculars, even though it was fairly close, probably 10, 20 yards away.
Okay.
And I said, give me the binoculars. Can I have the binoculars? So I'm looking at, and it was the creature, so beautiful, you know, with the horns showing up. I didn't know what it was. I'm looking at it and mouth is moving. And in my head, I heard, go make a great success. I've told you this before, but don't forget about us. Don't forget about us. And I just, you know, at that stage of my life, I'm like, it's a crazy thing for me to be thinking, right? Didn't trust it, you know? I'm like, that's a crazy
thing. Talking to you, literally.
It's like he was talking to me, just like those commercials where the baby is talking.
Yes, and they're
but it's an adult voice coming in. I just literally, it was, but I'm sure it was chewing its cud or something, you know?
Sure.
But I said to the driver, what is that called? What is that animal? He said, oh, he had a South African, that's a Nyala. That's a Nyala. And my friends were like, oh, a Nyala. I've heard of those. And I just fell in love with the name. And I'm thinking, what a beautiful name, right? Because it's got that feeling of God in it. I didn't think of it at the time, but Allah, you know, is it Allah Muslims?
Yeah.
Their God is Allah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then here's what happens. I get home. I'm so excited. Oh, this is going to be the name. I got to figure this out. You know, and you're going on and on. And then you start talking to people and you start telling people. And then you get the pushback. And you start feeling smaller because people are saying, oh, no one's going to remember that name. You should call it something different. I had a friend saying, call it. It's so universal. Call it center, center, center. People will remember that, you know. And I started doubting it. And then I'm like, who am I to think I could do this? It's just like pie in the sky, Cheryl. Get off your high horse. Aww. People are going to think you're on some vanity trip or something.
Oh, yeah. We tell ourselves. I get it.
All those things. And it's almost like the universe knows I'm such a weak, limp pussy, you know.
What a horrible story to tell ourselves.
I know. Well, lo and behold, I mean, during that time, I was continuing to study pranic healing. I got into it heavily, studying it. Yes. And I came across a pranic healer who took me on a healing journey. And she excavated many, many layers over months.
Wow.
We worked together. And now I've come to believe, even though I found a pranic healer for my physical early back in 2018, this pranic healer really helped me step into myself.
Wow.
And this is what I felt Henry meant when you could really benefit from a pranic healer.
Wow.
Because she worked with me psychically from a distance, even though I met her at a workshop in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Doa Ibrahim. Yeah. So... where was I in the story?
Well, I think we're coming back to Nyala and what you've created. And I think that's a perfect place for us to be. I mean, you have so many powerful stories and so many times when spirit called you that was so in your face. And I love that you've listened. You know, it takes us many years to listen sometimes, right? And, you know, it's kind of like I call the spiritual 2x4. Usually there's the spiritual 2x4 that kind of unlocks some things for us or shakes us loose enough to be like, wait a second, there's something more here.
Yeah.
So now you've created this beautiful business, Nyala, and, you know, practitioners from far and wide can promote themselves. And we as the public who need support can find these beautiful practitioners. So I love that you created this. I think this is such a gift for the world. And I'm so glad that in some energetic way, someone else took the torch that I was bearing for many years. And, you know, do you know when I gave the company away? 2020. Right when you started building yours.
So
there's no coincidence. I just got sharing that with you. There's no coincidence, you know, in us even meeting and connecting. You know, what are the chances? And I love to think about how much has to take place for some of these connections to be made. You know,
right.
I had to be free at that particular time. I had to be on that specific event, you know, all the things that had to happen for us to converge, you know?
All the things. And I just want to do one final little piece of that Nyala story where I can no longer not trust it, is that I was feeling all this pressure about the name, right?
Right.
And I have the very close friend, Diane, and then our other close friend, Ion. We were on a three-way call, like we would do little healing sessions with each other.
Yeah.
And they're two of the friends that I had been so boisterous about. Yeah, Nyala, I'm going to do it. Well, my girlfriend, Diane, she's like, Cheryl, what is it with you today? I feel something is blocked. something's blocked. What's going on? And I didn't want to tell them that I was thinking of not using the Nyala name because I felt embarrassed, right? So I finally broke down and did say it. At that moment that I was telling her, yeah, I don't think I'll be using the Nyala, there was an audible ding. And she's like, Cheryl, you are not going to believe this, but a Nyala just popped through on my phone, like an image of a Nyala. And she's not a National Geographic or
no
subscriber, you know? So it was like the universe saying, for the love of God, would you please
just listen
and get yourself out of the way and let us do the work that we're here to do. Oh, my goodness. Was just, from that moment forward, it was like, oh my gosh, okay, I surrender.
I got it. Oh, I love that so much. I love that's a perfect way to finish that story. And sometimes we just need that extra validation, you know? We just need to be reminded that we are being guided and we can trust that, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that you trusted that. I think what you've created is beautiful and I can't wait to dive in more.
And I can't wait to hear more about your journey creating this holistic directory.
Oh, well, you and I are going to have a powwow after this and we're going to exchange some notes along the way. Okay, so I know we took some time with the story, but you had so many beautiful story part components in there. I wanted to really hold the container for you to share, but I want to know what are the core messages that you want people to know about your experience? And maybe perhaps someone listening is sitting with an idea and questioning the idea. What would you suggest?
What I would say is, at least in the civilization, the Western civilization, shall we say?
Yes, the 3D world.
The 3D Western, especially.
Yes.
There's not a lot of space to be, at least prior, like in my growing up experience, to be a spiritual person in the world. And I was reminded of this, like, in not too many distant years ago, that in the Indian culture, at a certain age, they would talk to the young person and say, are you going to be a spiritual person? Or are you going to be a family person? And there was a great percentage that would go the spiritual route, maybe 40%. But in our culture, it's like, I know now that I'm a healer to my core.
Yeah,
it's been validated so many times, including by your reading.
Yes.
And I've probably, you know, this was not something that was ever, there was not a lot of avenues to express it. But I'm trying to create the avenue for someone to take that off ramp and be able to jump onto a platform fairly easily, you know, that is not Facebook, where a lot of healers do their work, which is nothing taking away. But why not have a space where it's more intentional? This is about healing.
Yes.
And this is where you can have a digital home and you're abiding by these, you know, by what we call the healer standards, you know, 10 of them.
So like a code of ethics. Almost.
A code of ethics. Like doctors have the Hippocratic Oath.
Yes.
Our healer standards.
Yes. This is so important right now because, Cheryl, what I'm seeing happening is people are going to all these healers and some of them are not in integrity.
Right.
Some of them have ulterior motives. And so what you're doing is you're creating some safety is what I'm hearing.
I'm creating safety. I just heard from Nicholas Nagan, who teaches soul contract decoding. I've taken his class in divine healing. Just got an email from him. One of his providers, her site was hacked, you know. And so, you know, this is why on the Nyala site, you can enable two-factor authentication. We lock down your name. Your image is locked down. And so when people come on, they know they're dealing with another person. A person that I or one of our community managers has talked to, has vetted. Yes. And my son, I have a son who's a game designer, and he told me, Mom, if you're going to make everybody talk to you before they join your site, you're not going to have anybody. I'm like, it's okay, Peter. I'm okay with that. If they're willing to talk to me, then, you know, because I just want to know who I'm dealing with.
Absolutely. And who everyone else will deal with, especially if you're going to provide a platform for them to
exactly
access to.
Yeah. And there's nothing scary about it. I mean, generally, I know in 2 seconds, if you have a good heart. And, you know, the platform is also, you know, we're going to self-police it, like report if you see a problem or if you had a bad experience.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold people accountable.
Exactly.
So So from that perspective, you know, I think it's beautiful that it is a platform for people who are in the public that are like, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to look.
Right.
What would you suggest if someone is sitting there with this beautiful idea and they're like, oh, I don't know if I should do it? You know, you talked about questioning yourself and shrinking up. What did you do to overcome that, to really, you know, aside from listening to the signs that kept coming at you, but what would you suggest for people that are like, I don't know if I should do it, questioning that?
Well, for me, do whatever you can to start believing in yourself more and your greatness. For me, it was listening to Wayne Dyer's CDs that were bootlegged by a cousin, same cousin of mine. Her younger sister had given me those 20 years ago. And, you know, when I moved out of that house, I hadn't looked at those or listened to them in 10 years. But I threw them in my car and I started listening to them every day. And, you know, Wayne Dyer, he spoke about all the great, you know, Rumi, and he brings all of those teachings back. Yeah. And the I am, I started saying the I am messages to myself. I am no longer the babe. I am, you know, I can make it happen. Just those things to believe in yourself. And for me, I have a practice of just sitting quietly, not every single day. I don't make it like, got to do this every day. It's more fun for me to just pull a few cards and journal. For me, journaling, because I never know what's going to come through. It's almost like a Christmas present every day. Like, what's going to come through?
What's going to be on the paper when I'm done?
Yes. Beautiful. And it's always positive. It's always uplifting. It's always enlightening. It's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I love the idea of just us recognizing that we can ask for help. And I think I want to bring that message to the surface. And I want to speak to both you guys as light workers, but also as people that are needing healing too, right? And so, you know, for everybody, it's this opportunity of being willing to seek, being willing to ask for support. I was one that didn't ever ask for help. I didn't want to be a burden to anybody.
Right.
When we ask, what happens is we allow others to step into their divine path. Isn't that beautiful? And so what I'm hearing you say is, you know, yes, we can journal, but we can look for those other people that are resonating for us that can help uplift us, to help us to shift and to change and to come into remembrance of who we are. And so what I think is so beautiful about all of this is now you've created this platform for both the public and the light workers and the practitioners that are really wanting to be in service. And I think that is a gift for all of us. So thank you for listening to those inner nudges. We are at our time, so we are going to wrap things up. I feel like we could have a part two and talk about more of this. But for now, everybody, we want to let you know where the website is going to be in the show notes. There is an opportunity if someone is a practitioner. Is there, Cheryl?
Absolutely.
What do they need to know?
What they need to know is that it's super easy to apply. The apply button is on all of the homepage and various pages. And we support over 106 modalities at this time. And I'm constantly adding new ones because there are so many. So basically, the application is your name and email address and the modality you practice. And if you don't see it in the dropdown, you just add it in the fourth box.
Amazing.
You read the healer agreement that basically says, I do have the right to remove you from the site if I want. But that's pretty much it. My lawyer said, you have to have them sign that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you check the box and you hit submit. Then what would happen is you get a friendly email saying, choose a time on my calendar. Then we meet. And if you have a new modality, you tell me about it. We create the glossary listing, and then you're on the platform. It's super easy.
Oh, piece of cake. And so this creates a platform for people that maybe don't have a website yet.
Right.
Or maybe you just want to get some more exposure in your business and be part of another community. So I think this is amazing, Cheryl. Thank you so much. Again, all that information, folks, is going to be in the show notes. So you'll be able to find that just under this podcast. Cheryl, it's been such a delight. Now I'm going to be thinking about white lions. And yeah, I think that this is such a welcome, you know, conversation around how we can be in service and how we can listen to that beautiful inner guidance to be able to make the world a better place. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for asking. I really enjoyed this and I enjoyed getting the word out.
Amazing.
Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Cheryl. And thank you for all who listened in today. I hope you found some inspiration in Cheryl's sharing, in her story, in her message. If you're getting those inner nudges, if you're getting the call from spirit, lean in just a little bit. You might be surprised. There might be miracles on the other side of that. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
So happy you could join us today. And we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca. And when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.